Penguin Random House presents The Jungle Radio, Bird Songs of India by Devangana Dash, read by Rohini Vij. Birds love to sing. The most musical of creatures, they have their own reasons to do so. It can be to call out and attract a loved one, or to announce a new home. They call when they are alarmed, or simply because they want to sing, alone, in duets or in groups, and some even mimic other sounds they find around them. Bird sounds are everywhere in nature, making music in the sky, in trees, and in our rivers. To me, this rich choir is just like the radio, with the constant chattering and singing. If you listen carefully, you can find this radio in a jungle, a bird or national sanctuary, in a park near you, or your own balcony at home. The audio that follows comprises a playlist of the songs of 30 Indian birds. A girl named Gul will take you along and help you discover birds, a familiar few and others that are new. The next time you visit a national park, a jungle or a beach, I hope you spot your new feathered friends. To identify the sounds of these colorful birds, all you have to do is listen carefully and imitate the storyteller as you listen. You may close your eyes and visualize the story coming alive. But if you stand up and sing along, it's even better. Okay now, tuning in Ki, Ku, One, Go! Early one morning, in the jolly month of June, Gul sat in her veranda, swaying gently to her own tune. Suddenly, her radio chanted. Chuck, chip, chipper, chum, chum. Strange sounds and jingles she found difficult to hum. Moving closer, she was curious to know, who are the musicians of this sweet-sounding radio show? In the blink of an eye, the radio sent her off to find musical clues to the land of countless colors, yellows, oranges, lush greens, and blues. Birds, 100, maybe 2, many out of sight, singing sunny tunes at their loudest at the day's first light. She listened to the sounds, filling the silence of dawn. A growl, cheer, howl, or was it a scream? Or a yawn? Baffled, Gul asked aloud, who is it that speaks songs and melodies from those murmuring beaks? She spotted someone familiar, a magpie singing with glee in a chirpy chirr. Choo, chirr, choo, and a sweet shwee, wee wee, shwee, wee wee. Do you want to sing like a magpie? Come on, you can give it a try. Chirr, choo, shwee, wee wee. Well done. To her left, three friends she met, singing in a honey-coated voice, a babbler, fairy, and thrush, whistling tunes of their choice. Twee, twoo, twoo, twee, twoo, twoo. Pitched in the shama on the side, humming his flute-like melody with pride. Lured by the music, Gul exclaimed, "Wow!" When someone repeated after her, she inquired, "Who is it that speaks now?" A ki-ki, another koo-koo. What Gul spoke, a drongo uttered it too. A kookal entering the mimics show was surprised on hearing his own call. A loud goop on a loop. For whatever the drongo heard, he stole it all.
Goop, 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 goop.
Can you mimic as well as a drongo? I'm sure you can. Let's all copy the kookal's call.
Coop, 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 coop.
Wonderful! You sound just like a kookal. Five noisy parakeets chuckled at this episode and laughed with a rowdy
quack, quack, quack.
Let's chuckle like the noisy parakeets. Time to be rowdy. You may ask your friends to join in.
Quack, quack, quack.
That was so much fun, wasn't it? Joined by a woodpecker, tap, tap, tapping a trunk like a drum with his beak. Listening to the lyrical songs, Gul wished to sing too. So she raised an alarm with the pita bird, with a ringing wheat twew on cue.
Wheat twew, wheat twew, wheat twew, wheat twew.
Come, let us sing with Gul and the pita bird.
Wheat twew, wheat twew.
That was melodious. Ruffling his feathers, a hoopoe who wanted to join this game flicked his fan and shook his crown and called out his own name.
Hoop, 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 hoop.
A sunbird and a flycatcher, along with two white eyes in a tree, chirped cheerfully with their soft nasal notes.
Chuck, chip, chuck, chirri, chuck, chirp, chuck, chirri.
More birds surprised Gul as collecting sounds she walked, not among singers this time, but birds who talked.
Brain fever, brain fever,
said the cuckoo, repeating it after a pause. Can you copy the cuckoo?
Brain fever, brain fever.
Lovely, you're doing so well. Chiming in with a
did I do it?
Call, a little lapwing there was. And now, try and copy the lapwing.
Did I do it? Did I do it?
That was amazing. A tailor bird, squawking and busy stitching his nest, more heard than seen, he was hidden from the rest.
Do it, do it, do it.
A lonely barbet, finishing his meal of the day, called out in a repetitive roar, asking the tailor to play.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?